Donald Trump held a press conference with MAGA Mike Johnson on Friday, and during the press conference, Donald Trump said that he does plan on testifying at the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case against him for falsification of business records to interfere with the results of the 2016 election. Here's Donald Trump saying that he intends to testify at the criminal trial set to take place on Monday. Play the clip.
You plan to testify in your trial in the North?
Yeah, I would testify, absolutely. It's a scam. It's a scam. That's not a trial. That's not a trial. That's a scam. If you read Jonathan Turley, if you read Andy McCarthy, if you read the legal, they said there's not even a case there. That's
Donald Trump is then asked if he thinks it is risky if he testifies, and here's what Donald Trump says. Play the clip.
I'm testifying. I tell the truth. I mean, all I can do is tell the truth. And the truth is that there's no case. They have no case. And again, you have to read the scholars, read all of the legal scholars. I haven't seen one legal scholar that said this is a case. And in fact, even you people said, oh, gee, that's too bad. This is the first one. All of them are scams. They're all about election interference. We have a
folks, sure, the headline is Donald Trump says that he intends to testify at the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case against him for falsification of business records to interfere with the 2016 election through the payments of hush money. But what we know is that Donald Trump says this at all of his cases, and so do his representatives. It's like clockwork at this point. You know Donald Trump is going to attack the witnesses, attack the judge, attack the judge's family. He goes on and whines. It's like the circle of Donald Trump's legal woes, if you will, a version of the circle of life, but how Donald Trump goes through all of these various stages before ultimately losing all of the cases like the loser that he is. Let me just give you a few examples right here, and let's just kind of chronicle each one for you. So here we have Donald Trump's lawyer, Alina Habba, saying that Donald Trump was going to testify, or and she would certainly recommend that he testify before the January 6th committee, when the January 6th committee subpoenaed him. And of course, Donald Trump then hired somebody else to file an objection to the subpoena, and Donald Trump never testified before the January 6th committee. Play this clip.
He's got a couple options here. He can ignore the subpoena and maybe run into Bannon world, or he can go and plead the fifth, or he can go and testify. Any idea what you think he's going to do, and what would you recommend?
I would recommend that he cooperate, because when you have nothing to hide, that's what I always recommend. The same reason that he always comes out and speaks on any of my cases. He has no issue being deposed, even though the left-wing media would like to pretend that he does. He has no issue being subpoenaed and answering questions about what happened that day, and he shouldn't. What he did was very public, and it was really nothing other than to say to go out peacefully, as we know.
Then let's go to the New York Attorney General civil fraud case, where on multiple occasions, Alina Habba, Donald Trump's lawyer, said that Donald Trump was going to take the stand on direct examination. Donald Trump didn't have an option on cross-examination, so he testified there. But when it came to his own lawyers calling him, which would be something standard you would do in a case if you're defending yourself, to have your lawyer do a direct examination of you so you can provide all of the details that you want to get out. Donald Trump's lawyer said he was going to do that, and Trump, once again, didn't do that. Yet another lie. Play this clip of Habba saying that he was going to testify and saying that he's going to take the stand. He will open himself up to whatever. Newsflash, he did not. Play the clip.
He is so firmly against what is happening in this court, and so firmly for the old America that we know, not this America, that he will take that stand on Monday. He will open himself up to whatever they want, because he's not afraid. People that are afraid cower. President Trump doesn't cower. We'll be back on Monday.
And remember, Alina Habba did a whole media tour on Fox, where she repeated that over and over again. And Alina Habba, who did not know how to introduce exhibits into trial, how you have to lay a foundation with a witness, She wanted to give her own litigation advice as someone who never tried a case or barely ever tried a case in federal court. But she was giving her advice right here is the best thing that you can do is put him on the stand. Here, play this clip.
The former president from this testimony. Can you tell us now whether or not he will definitely testify on Monday, Alina?
Yeah, let me be very clear. I discouraged the former president from getting on a stand with a gag order. I would never discourage the former president from testifying because, quite honestly, our plan up until now was to have him testify. He always wanted to testify, and he should testify. When he has nothing to hide, it's the best thing you could do is put this great witness on that is going to stand up and tell you the truth. But the judge in this matter this week, we asked him to lift the gag order so that he could testify fully and completely. If he sees people whispering and creating a ruckus next to him, and he has a right to address that so that the record is complete, and so do his lawyers. That was why we said, this is not fair, this is rigged, this is a banana republic. Don't give them the energy of you coming in the room. Now, he already has taken the stand on this case. He took the stand on the case in the AG's case. Now we want him on our case, but I would say, and I still say, that having any client get on a stand with a gag order as limited or large as this is a First Amendment violation, and you should not respect the court and give them the opportunity to hear you. But he is going to take the stand regardless, and he will navigate it. So,
did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. I absolutely love Fast Growing Trees. By now, you have all heard me talk about the Meyer lemon tree I was able to buy at an amazing price. Fast Growing Trees has an incredible selection to choose from, and their customer service is incredible. And the best part, I save so much money by not using an overpriced landscaper. Whether you're looking to add some privacy, shade, or natural beauty to your yard, Fast Growing Trees has in-house experts ready to help you make the right selection with growing and care advice available 24/7. You can talk to a plant expert about your soil type, landscape design, how to take care of your plants, and everything else you need. No green thumb required. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code MIDAS at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code MIDAS at checkout. That's MEIDAS. fastgrowingtrees.com, code MIDAS. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
And then who can forget when Donald Trump literally fled the United States of America during the first E. Jean Carroll trial, where Trump was eventually found liable for sexually assaulting her, as well as for defamation. That was before the second trial, where Donald Trump was then found liable for defaming the woman that he sexually assaulted. Remember, Donald Trump went to Scotland and Ireland. He had no reason to be there, but he was so terrified to be in the United States during the civil case that he had to have some excuse about why he was leaving. So he like went there with like a shovel. And then he was asked by the media if he intended to return and testify after his lawyer, Joe Tacopina, said he wasn't going to testify. And then Trump says, I'm going to confront that woman. I have to leave playing golf because I'm going to confront that woman. Here, play this clip.
I have to leave Ireland and I have to leave Scotland, where I have great properties. I have to leave early. I don't have to, but I choose to.
Will you attend the trial, Mr. President?
I'll probably attend, and I think it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace that it's allowed to happen. It's called false accusations against a rich guy, or in my case, against a famous, rich, and political person that's leading the polls by 40 points, and I have to go back for a woman that made a false accusation about me, and I have a judge who's extremely hostile. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to confront this woman. This woman is a disgrace and it shouldn't be allowed to happen in our country.
So then federal judge Lewis Kaplan had to ask Donald Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopina. Hey, Joe. Hey, Mr. Tacopina. Your client says he's coming to testify. So Trump lawyer then had to address the federal judge because Trump said he was going to testify. And Trump said he was flying back to confront E. Jean Carroll. And federal judge Lewis Kaplan was like, well, I'll give him the opportunity to do that. And then Joe Tacopina told the judge, quote, I know you understand what I am dealing with, Judge. He is not coming back. He just says those things. Then remember when Joe Tacopina entered the courtroom and a woman called him Tacky Tacopina? Remember that? Here, play this clip.
Shame on you.
Thank you so much. You are so brave.
We know that Trump is a predator.
Millions and millions of women believe you.
Millions of women.
And then Joe Tacopina left the case. I mean, left representing Trump. He said he searched his conscience and he's decided that he's no longer representing Donald Trump. I'll give Tacopina credit. I'll give Tacopina credit for that. Here, play this clip.
Why would you leave the team?
By the way, it's the first and only interview, Reverend, that I'll be doing on this topic. Okay, you're someone obviously very special to me and someone I have a relationship with. And you know, I'm going to discuss it once and only once. To the degree I can. I left the team because it was just my time. I had to follow my compass, and my compass told me it was my time there was done. There are a lot of personal reasons that went into that, things that I can and won't discuss. I also have ASAP Rocky's trial coming up this year, which is going to take most of my year. The attention that's going to be put into that case, there's a lot riding on that for that young man, his wife, and his family. But there are personal reasons, and you know, as much as I'd love to discuss them, I just can't, because while I see many lawyers, ex-lawyers of the president, go on television once they're removed from the team or leave the team and discuss him and his legal team and have something to say and criticize everyone around, it's not professional. It's petty ante. It shows a lack of confidence in oneself when you go out there and do that. There's also a fiduciary obligation. So regardless of how I feel personally, I have to stay close to the vest when it comes to the exact personal reasons. Reverend, you and I are very close. We can always talk about that. But I just don't want to be like the lawyers who do things that, in my opinion, make them look very bad and violate what an attorney's privileges mean to a client, whether you are with the client or no longer with the client, whether you like the client or don't like the client. But I just had to follow my compass. And it was my time.
No, well,
so sure, Donald Trump giving that press conference from his creepy dungeon in Florida claims he's going to be testifying. But folks, there's no way he's going to be testifying. Donald Trump testifying, opening himself up to cross-examination. How would that look like? Remember when Donald Trump called, you know, this Donald Trump goes around his events and he says this. Here, play this clip.
To bring charges against me for now ancient Noah Fair story of Stormy Horseface Daniels. No attraction. Noah Fair. I call it Noah Fair. Where there is no crime anyway.
Well, because he'd be cross-examined about that. Oh, so you called Miss Daniels horseface and you said that you'd no affair, no relationship with her. So are you saying, Mr. Trump, that you never had sex with Stormy Daniels? Oh, Mr. Trump, did you post this where you said that the only time you ever even saw her was this photo? So you're saying that there was no relationship at all, no relations, nothing. When Miss Daniels identified your genitalia as being a very tiny mushroom, is that something that she was making up? Are you saying that she is lying? You think he's going to go on the stand and be asked questions like that? You know, you think he's going to take the stand? So at the time, Mr. Trump, Melania had just given birth to Barron, correct?
Correct.
And you had previously said that one of the things you do is you grab women by their genitals. Is that something that you say? You think he's taking the stand, folks? He ain't taking the stand. Let's be very clear about that. Hit subscribe. But he says it. But he's a liar about it. He lies about everything. Newsflash. He's a big liar. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. Thanks to your support. Thanks for watching. Have a good one.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.